By now, anyone who hasn't been living under a rock for 12 months knows who Stormy Daniels is. The blonde adult film star's 2006 relationship with Donald Trump, 2016 payment and non-disclosure agreement, have become the most frequent and popular news stories of the past year. The salacious nature, ever-changing cast of characters, and continuous social media firestorm have made it nightly fodder for every broadcast, print, and online media outlet, and not a week goes by without some new revelation or shift in narrative. Even with all of this coverage, some very basic elements of the story seem to have slipped through the cracks. I'm Rog from Rog Reviews, and these are five questions no one is asking about the Stormy Daniels situation. Number 1. Why Stormy? At this point, it is universally accepted by all but his most ardent supporters, and even most of them to be honest, that Donald Trump has had a number of relationships with women before, during, and after all of his three marriages. These stories were brought up during the year-long campaign leading up to the 2016 presidential election and had little effect on Trump's success. With all of these extramarital relationships in his past, why was it so important to keep Stormy's story quiet? There is nothing out of the ordinary to the Stormy Trump story. In her 60 Minutes interview, she described the encounter as entirely consensual. So what made Trump's relationship with Stormy so important as to make it a $130,000 secret? With so many other women in his past, would a liaison with a porn star really have been that damaging to the Trump campaign? Were there several other women also given checks? And if so, would that make Stormy the only one willing to go against the NDA? We may never know, because no one's asking the question. Number 2. Why then? The payment to Stormy Daniels happened just days before the 2016 election. It had stayed quiet through two grueling years of campaigns. Not one of a dozen Republican challengers got wind of the story. The Clinton campaign was not able to dig it up and use it either. Had any opposition camp gotten a hold of the story, or had it been shopped to them by someone in Stormy's camp, it would have immediately been used to derail the Trump campaign. One of the two sides directly involved had to come to the other with the idea of payment and an NDA, but which side? At the time of the payment, every poll on the planet showed that Trump was facing a landslide defeat of epic proportions. There was no way he was going to win. Perhaps someone in his campaign had internal polling numbers that pointed to a monumental upset, and they decided that making sure the Stormy Daniels story did not come out was worth $130,000. Perhaps someone in Stormy's camp read the polls and realized that after a landslide defeat, a Trump sex story would have little to no value, making the $130,000 payoff before the election the best option. Number 3. Not for the money. Stormy has been adamant that coming forward with her story and breaking the non-disclosure agreement is not about the money. That may well be the case, but the fact is there is money being made. Since the story broke, Stormy left Wicked Pictures, where she has spent the bulk of her career, for what is reported to be a considerably more lucrative directing gig with Digital Playground. She has also become the most searched and arguably the most well-known porn star in history. Since most porn is stolen online these days, that doesn't automatically add up to a financial windfall. Though she is already an established star and respected director in the adult industry, Stormy has been given a rare opportunity to cash in on her newfound fame and notoriety. According to a recent Forbes article, Stormy has tripled her dance bookings and doubled her appearance fee. Clearly, there is money being made. There's nothing wrong with cashing in on becoming the most well-known porn star ever, but where is the money coming from, and who is it going to? Again, we may never know because no one's asking the question. Number 4. Using her real name. This one is aimed squarely at the media. In virtually every story about this incident, media outlets insist on listing Stormy's real name. A quick Google search showed me that 87% of stories talking about Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump listed Stormy's real name along with her chosen stage name. Writers reporting stories about Charlie Sheen, Natalie Portman, Winona Ryder, Demi Moore, Jennifer Aniston, Jamie Foxx, Sigourney Weaver, Chuck Norris, Vin Diesel, and other celebrities who've changed their names do not generally feel the need to follow those stage names with whose real name is, a phrase which we've seen used commonly with Stormy and other adult performers. Given how much media coverage is demonstrably pro-Stormy, it seems odd that they would go out of their way to disrespect her and disclose information that could potentially put her life and the lives of her family in harm's way. Why is the media doing this, and why aren't we asking them to stop? Number 5. The drawing. Perhaps the most disturbing aspect of the case is Stormy's claim that in 2011 she was approached while with her infant daughter and threatened to keep quiet about her relationship with Donald Trump. The thinly veiled threats of violence against Stormy and her family were straight out of a mob movie and truly frightening. This event happened 5 years before the payoff and may have contributed to Stormy keeping quiet about it for all those years. This April, Stormy's lawyer hired a famous police sketch artist to make a drawing of the individual she says threatened her. The sketch was revealed on The View and immediately sent the internet into a tizzy, with people claiming that the photo looked like New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, rock star Jon Bon Jovi, or even Stormy's husband, porn star and drummer Brendan Miller. Her lawyer offered a reward of $100,000 for info leading to the ID of the suspect, but no police report of the incident has ever been filed. Does someone already know the trouble filing a false police report might cause? Or is there concern that the Las Vegas Police Department might be in on it? These questions might be answered if someone in the media would just ask. No matter what you think of the Stormy Daniels-Donald Trump affair, one thing is very clear. There are some serious questions not being asked, and those gaps in our knowledge go a long way toward keeping the intrigue and the story alive and on our TV sets 24/7 for the near future. I'm Roger Pipe from Roger Views. Hope you've enjoyed this video.